Thousands of people have protested right across the United States against new abortion laws that are on the cards in several parts of the nation. Campaigners and conservative Republicans in more than a dozen states have passed or are examining bills that restrict a woman's right to choose a termination. They're hoping the laws will trigger a legal challenge and ultimately wind back a 1973 court decision which legalised abortion throughout the country. But as North America correspondent James Glenday reports, civil liberty and women's health groups say they won't let that happen without a huge fight.
In front of the highest court in the United States, hundreds of women chanted slogans and brandished signs, some clever, some crude, in an effort to send a message to the nation's Supreme Court justices and conservative Republican lawmakers.
I think the president has sparked a movement and an ideology in this country that has shown other men that women are objects.
Similar gatherings took place right across the nation, from Connecticut to Colorado. The protesters are furious that more than a dozen states have either passed legislation or have looked at new laws to make abortion more restrictive.
A lot of things are surprising me about what's happening right now. I feel in many ways we're sort of going backwards into the dark ages.
Alabama politicians recently banned abortions with no exemptions for rape and incest victims. Mississippi, Ohio and Georgia have decided to outlaw terminations as soon as a fetal heartbeat is detected. And other states like Louisiana could soon follow suit. Nick Schroer is a Republican politician from Missouri.
Should a child, a life inside a mother's womb be killed due to the actions of its parents? The simple answer is no.
But conservative Republicans aren't just interested in restricting abortion laws. They have explicitly written some of the new bills in the hope of sparking a legal challenge that goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. It has, thanks to President Donald Trump, a 5-4 conservative majority, and anti-abortion activists believe they now have a chance of overturning the landmark 1973 Supreme Court decision known as Roe v. Wade, which invalidated some state laws and effectively legalized abortion across the country. Dr. Leanne Wen, the president of Planned Parenthood, believes the reproductive rights of women haven't been under as much threat in a generation. She says it would be a giant leap backwards if the ruling was overturned.
And if that were to happen, there would not be safe, legal abortion care in this country for 1 in 3 women of reproductive age. 25 million women would be living in states where abortion is banned, criminalized again. And we know the consequences. Women will die.
Do you think that the nation as a whole would accept a Supreme Court ruling that states should be able to decide their own abortion laws?
No, we do not. We know this because 73% of Americans support Roe versus Wade as the law of the land. The president of this country, President Trump, has made abortion care and reproductive rights a major issue in his next election, and I say bring it on.
That's Dr. Leanne Wen, the president of Planned Parenthood, and she was speaking there with our North America correspondent, James Glendale.